This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Yes, the Living Mishnah is a very important project, very dear to me, and I hope it's dear to everyone who's part of this program. It was started in memory of my father-in-law, Mr. Henry Salem, Zichrono Lebracha. I'm in Elbaz, and I thank Salim Kabariti for his generous contribution, and we dedicate Mishnah 7:16 to him. We're trying to show the beauty of Yiddishkeit with pictures and cartoons, and Stanley Shamosh and Chaim Lax deserve a great shout out for their support in this project. Today we're going to be focusing on a Mishnah in Masechet Chulin, Perek Yud Mishnah Dalet. We're going to be speaking about a very rare mitzvah. Today I don't know how many people in the whole world have done this mitzvah, but it seems that in the Temani community this was done much more frequently. And today I don't recall ever seeing it live, but I'm sure there are some great outstanding Jews that do this. Basically, the Torah says that a person who has a cow, a sheep, a goat, should give the zroa l'chayim and keva to a kohen. Those are certain parts of the animal. This was a reward for Pinchas when he was killing Zimri in Cusby for an act of Chilul Hashem. So the kohanim are entitled to that. And you can see how Talmid Chachamim are staring in anticipation. And I'm going to show you a picture right now. Might not be so appetizing for you, but I guess if you cook it, it definitely is. So please don't look at this picture if you're a queasy person. But basically, this is Zroa, Lechayayim, and Keva, the cheek, the foreleg, and the stomach, which is given to the Kohanim. Look at this. Can Mamish see the cheek of the animal? Yummy, delicious. So it says in Mishnah, a few things. Number one, Gir Shinit Kayer V'Haita Lo Farah. If a guy converted to Judaism and he had a cow, so Nishchata Ad Shelo Nitkayer Patur. If it was slaughtered before he became a gear, before he immersed in the mikvah, after he had his Brit Milah, so it's Patur, it was never Chayav to be given to the Kohanim. Mishnit Kayer Chayav. But if it was done, it was shechted after he became a gear, then he's chayav. Safek patur. And if you're not sure exactly when it was shechted, on the day he became a convert, so then he's patur shamotzi mechavero lavaraya. So the Kohanim cannot come and claim rights of the gifts if there's a safek when this convert became a gear. But if it was after he became a gear, then he has to give it to the Kohanim, to the Kohen. If it was before he became a ger, then he's patur. Okay, that is part one of this Mishnah, and we're going to show you which areas are really given. So it says the Mishnah, Ezeo Hazroa, what's considered the foreleg? Min haperek shel arkuba al kaf shel yad. So basically, if you look here, the knee area, or all the way up, that is considered the area to be given to the Kohen. Who shall Nazir? And also a Nazir has to give parts of his Korban to the Kohanim, and that's also the same area. Ukinegdo Biregel Shok. And also in the back of the body of the animal, also Bar Korban Shlamim is brought to the Kohanim. And that's pointing to this area over here. You see the arrow. And this seems to be a machloket. Tanakama holds the femur bone and humerus bone and radius bone. That whole area is called shok. Reb Yehuda omer shok min haperek shel arkuba ad sovach shel ragel. Whereas Reb Yehuda would hold that it's actually the lower part of the shok, of the leg. And ezo lachi, what's the part of the cheeks? Min haperek shel lachi ad piko shel gageret. From the tip of the cheeks all the way till the opening of the trachea of the windpipe. Maybe zocher to see Kohanim receiving the Zroa L'chayim v'keva. However, we could fulfill this mitzvah, and it shouldn't have to be so rare and nadir. There's many mitzvot that we wish we could do, like Reshit Tagez and many other. Tizkei L'mitzvot for learning and shtagging. Should be a zchut for Ezra, our dear beloved student, Ezra Suhr, Lava Shalom, and for my father and father-in-law, who definitely are getting nachat from this project.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.